Freedom 35555.
Dude, start the podcast.
Wow.
Welcome, everybody. Freedom 35ers, Cardano NFT podcast. My name is Tommy. I go by T-O-W-N-Y.
My name is CJ. I go by Lazy T.
And I am the other Tom. I go by Lavish Bear.
What's going on? Oh, you got, hold on. We got to change that name over there from Lavish Bear to Prison Tom, I think, officially tonight.
That's what I said. He doesn't even go by Lavish Bear or anything anymore.
Prison Tom.
Prison Tom.
It sounds like Prison Mike, though. That's what I always think when I hear that.
We can at least do the stage of the other Tom first instead of going right into Prison
I think
Tom.
The issue was it was taken, though.
But the other Tom?
I'm pretty sure if we ever did an NFT collection or did anything, that would be like that would be a trait right
the
there.
Trait.
It would be Prison Tom.
Easy.
But yeah, guys, hey, it's another podcast. I think it's been, almost 3 weeks since the last one, and we had a guest on. Maybe it wasn't. Actually, did we do one last week?
I can't remember.
It actually, no, it was last week we were fine. The week before that, we did have a guest on, and shout out to Dave from Dirt. But yeah, we're trying to get back in that spirit over here again. And we had some big news that we kind of brushed over a couple weeks ago that we just didn't get a chance to work in. But even better tonight, we got the team themselves here to talk about it, because it's actually a very big thing inside not only just the Cardano community, but also just blockchain in general. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome in the team over from Rare Evo, Rand and Devram. Welcome on, guys. Or welcome back.
Hello. Hello. How are you guys doing this evening?
Cheers, Jesse. Thanks for having the line there.
We didn't bomb too hard the first time, thank God.
Yeah.
Hey, it was great the first time.
No, you guys crushed it, man. I absolutely love getting a chance to chat with you guys, because you guys have been making the rounds too over throughout the months, and you guys do a great job, obviously, hosting an event and stuff like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You guys do amazing. I love, Devin, I always love your backgrounds, dude. You always come prepared. I think you had the Vegas one last time.
I did.
Which I love. And Randy,
I tried to put the 3D one on there, but it was like too low and off to the center. So I didn't have time to mess with it.
It's bugging too right now, some of this background stuff. So either way, all good. But yeah, guys, welcome back onto the show. A little different than the last time, not a live stream, but even better because we kind of keep it a little bit more chilled over here tonight. And we'll get a chance to kind of deep dive into what you guys have been doing, what you guys have been up to, because it's been busy since the last few months. We talked maybe back in November?
It was mid-December, maybe.
Okay.
Like that. So it's been about 3 months.
Yeah, just before the mint was going on over here. And you guys, man, you had some big news upcoming here. And I'll let you guys kind of share that. But before we jump into that, for anybody who may not know who you guys are, can you do a quick little intro? Who you guys are and what you guys do for Rare Evo?
Yeah, I'm Rand Thorpe. I'm one of the co-founders of Rare Network and Rare Evo. And this is Nathan. I'll let him introduce himself.
I am Nathan / Devran. Most people know me as Devran on the interwebs. I am the account manager for Rare Evo.
Nice. And I know the last time we got a chance to speak, you know, we dove kind of just into like the NFT side of stuff, which is coming here to a close on the mint side. But beyond that, you guys have that doesn't stop there, right? I mean, that just kind of opens up, and like we were talking backstage, gets you guys ready for the next kind of phase to open it up. But the big news we wanted to go ahead and kind of talk about, and that we didn't get a chance to dive into on the show, was the fact that you guys have now merged over here with NFTLV to create one single event over here for Cardano, and not just Cardano, blockchain in general over here. That's an amazing announcement, because I saw so much positive stuff. You guys, how did that feel, and how did that kind of come about?
It was a long, hard road. You know, we've both been events. We both started our journey in 2021 and had our first events in 2022. We had been in communication the whole time, and there was, you know, a little bit of friendly competitiveness going on between both events and building over the years. And with our move to Las Vegas, it made sense. IO approached us and said, hey, you know, we'd really like you guys to work on a deal. We can't support both events. You know, they really helped us put it together. It was a long discussion between both events and making it happen and how to kind of make it all work. There's a lot of moving parts between both companies and exhibitors and sponsors and ticket sales and at different price points from there as well, and contracts with different vendors and things that all needed to be worked out. So it took several months to work through. It was a really humbling process, really fun to do. And it's a multi-year deal. NFT XLV is going to be around with us. You know, we're putting together an area of the expo hall. We've got some awards going out to Marco and Adam Dean for, you know, NFTs and developers in the space and things like that. And it's going to make the event that much bigger for everybody, for both parties involved. You know, IO and company and Charles are going to go that much harder at one event. It's one place where the whole community can come together at one event and really show the power at a multi-chain event. This is where we really shine. Cardano is the foundation of our business. We started with a stake pool where our NFT tickets are on Cardano, Wallet Connect coming soon to the website, tokenization maybe coming soon. Won't tell too many people about that. So lots of interesting stuff happening, but you know, Thorchain's making our event this year the annual meetup. Shapeshift, wow. Eric Voorhees' company has a booth, the chains in the house. We had a meeting today with Polkadot. We're talking to Polygon and Solana and tons of others. So really trying to make the blockchain industry event of the year. You know, we've got Fortune 50 companies on board like Microsoft and Deloitte and Amazon, and talking to many others, FedEx and Live Nation and so many more. It's been really fun to kind of grow the whole thing, and us coming together, those two events, has really, really accelerated that.
I think you kind of answered in the beginning. Is this, I just want to clarify, is this a permanent merge, or is it just, like you said, a few year contract merge? Okay.
This is cool. This is a permanent multi-year contract where we're all working together.
Got it.
On one event.
Cool.
I love that. We always were talking about that too. And I think, I mean, most people probably inside the community share that sentiment, is where they had to feel, you know, they felt like they had to pick. I know you guys used to do it over in Denver. We were actually looking forward to doing that because we've been to Vegas a few times. So we were like, oh, it'd be cool. And then when we heard it's going to Vegas, I was like, all right, we're going to go there twice. And I think a lot of people were kind of in that same boat where we're just like, all right, this would make sense. Can they make it happen? And you guys did. And I commend you guys for doing that, because I think if anything, it just grows that event. What the overall goal you guys had for it, it just makes it even easier to achieve, and it makes it more powerful too. It doesn't feel like, hey, this is just a Cardano event. I love that you guys are bringing it outside of that, because what better way to expand Cardano and get more eyes on it and help it grow than to bring people from outside of our little bubble, you know?
We're all in one spot, and you know, the level of production now gets ramped up even higher. You know, our level of production at Caesar's Palace, we set the bar very, very high for our VIPs. I mean, shutting down the Caesar's Palace pool for our party. And I mean, there's talks of major movie actors maybe DJing it. I'm hearing about Black Hawk helicopters, maybe drone shows.
Damn.
You know, the bar we can set this year as a community is one, is that much ratcheted up from last year and the year before. So we really plan to make a statement this year, and have already kind of started to do so in the community with some of the side parties we've been throwing.
We got to get our satchels and Wolfpack shirts ready.
Oh, yeah.
It's a purse. Especially not even just us as guests or the guests that are going to come. I'm sure it takes a huge burden off some of the projects, because, you know, not all these projects have that kind of budget quite yet. You know, Cardano is still kind of on the smaller side, and a lot of these teams, I'm sure, would benefit from getting to go out there. But like Tommy said, we're kind of forced to choose between the two events and not being able to kind of afford, especially because of how international our space is. So for them to come even overseas, or just even in domestic stateside, coming out there twice back to back, can be a bit of a burden when you have a few team members to fly out. And it's like, all right, guys, well, we don't have the budget to actually pay for everyone, so you guys got to cover it yourself. And it gets a little tough.
Or they
kind of stressful for everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, they kind of have to do like half as well at each one, because they have to split their budget in half, and now they can focus on the one, go all out, do everything they always wanted to do, but they couldn't because they had to spend 50% here and 50% there.
Yeah. Well, I guess what is it for somebody, because we focus a lot on like the NFTs, right? What is the big difference really between the two? And making this, so like you said, it's a friendly competition between the two a little bit, but you guys weren't like necessarily directly stepping on each other's toe. If anything, it's more of maybe a compliment.
It works really well together, coming together. Like, they had a lot of the NFT side, and you know, we had some NFT and gaming at our event before, but we were a really well-rounded blockchain industry event is our goal. You know, our move to Las Vegas is there was no massive blockchain industry event in Las Vegas yet or in North America. And so we wanted to make the move to Vegas and kind of really blow that up as a well-rounded event, and them coming together with us on the NFT side kind of really helped that fit. I'm sorry, Nathan, go ahead.
No, you said everything I wanted to say. I was talking smack to him in Discord because he never lets me. No,
you guys
are excited
to talk about it. I love it.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
going with this one.
I know. I mean, we embrace every aspect of the blockchain, from your retail NFT degen all the way up to your developer and your industry professionals and your, I mean, just people at Microsoft building on blockchain. Like, it's the place to go.
Yeah.
To just anything you love about blockchain, it's there, from DeFi to NFTs to marketplaces. We're hosting our first hackathon this year, which kind of gets like not mentioned as much as it should, you know, with Iagon as the main sponsor, with WanChain and Maestro. CF and IO are looking to come on board a little, and we're already at like a $30,000 like in bounties for the hackathon, which is great for the developers in the space. If anyone can say, Cardano needs more devs, we need to bring in more devs, and that's kind of our goal, is to build these cool dApps, and we just want to be the place for everyone to have a good time, mingle with the community you've been around for so long, and meet new communities and new chains and experience all of that other side of things as well, which is what we love. We love going, like I said, we just got back from ETH Denver a couple weeks ago, and it was a great experience. We had a huge party, a happy hour at ETH Denver, but 600 people showed up to it, co-sponsored with us with 4 ETH DeFi projects. And it's just like building those bridges and bringing the communities together is what we're all about.
I always say in our meetings, like, we're the Trojan horse, you know, like, people don't expect Cardano to show up at ETH Denver, let alone throw a 600 person party that's popping. And like actually meet somebody building in Cardano, doing something, and be able to shake hands and be like, oh, you're building an ETH. We're doing something similar. We're similar of like-minded folks here. Let's break down the walls of what goes on Twitter and all the tribalism. And honestly, Nathan here, I've been busting his balls about it everywhere we go. But when we were doing trivia on the street, most people at ETH Denver couldn't recognize the ADA symbol. And like, it was really surprising to Nathan and myself, to be honest. Wild to see how many people don't recognize a top 10 logo and how much, you know, how much marketing there still is to be done to get out there. You know?
Yep.
No, I think
I was just going to mention that. I mean, that is the one thing, you know what I mean? I'm glad to see you guys are partnering out, or this partnership emerge, but I do enjoy that you kind of kept the name on your end. It just seems, especially because you are focusing more too at bringing in not just the Cardano side, but not just also maybe, you know, just the blockchain. Whereas before it was much more focused. And I think some people hear like NFT, like, no, thanks. No,
I'm all right. I think you were talking about it perfectly. Is that the merger is great for both parties. Like you said, they have the NFT side, NFT LV, and then Rare Evo has the outside eyes of other blockchains that are going to be there for the NFT projects. Like Devrin's saying, they need different devs in Cardano. Maybe there's a dev on a different blockchain that might be interested to kind of help out what an NFT project already has right now going on. So that, I think that the merger is perfect, like you said, for both worlds to kind of come together and bring both crowds in a one spot at one time. So that's great.
Yeah,
ready to blow this thing up. We're gonna have double the attendance this year.
Oh, I'm going for triple, not double, but
yeah, easily triple.
Go big. I mean, that's just our goal, is to bring eyes onto Cardano and blockchain and kind of thread that. Like I said, going to ETH Denver, going to Paris Blockchain Week, going to Token 24, bringing that there as well, because you don't typically see a lot of that at those events. We're very much kind of in our little bubble, and we're here. We're more than Twitter poll bots, everyone. Like, we're here.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys bring that to the community. Can you guys bring us as well to Paris and like Dubai? That'd be pretty cool.
Yes, that's a part of it. That's a part of our Catalyst proposals was to bring.
Not so much this year. Don't get their hopes up for this year.
Yeah,
but
can't necessarily say
part of our proposal was to bring. We're bringing community members with us. We're bringing Elle. We're bringing Wurz. We're bringing Esco. We're bringing La Petite Ada. We're bringing Big Pay. We're bringing. Who else are we bringing?
Lizzie and Freedom 35.
Izzy and Lena. Ashley, we're talking to Ashley. Who else? Juan Broker, we're bringing to Dubai. So we're not even just Cardano, but kind of like just like Clarity getting their eyes.
Clarity. Yeah. So we're working on it. Hopefully, Fund 12 here will be able to show a lot of our value from the Fund 11 proposals. That's what Paris Blockchain Week in Dubai is. You know, we said in those proposals we were going to bring. I think like two content creators in one project just to, you know, we always over deliver. We are 15 people deep at Paris Blockchain Week with content creators and everything like that.
Bringing a film crew. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, we've got storyboards laid out. I mean, it's going to be a production.
Making sure you're taking advantage of that time there for sure.
And it's not just blockchain stuff. Like, yes, we're covering Paris Blockchain Week. We're media partners there. We're getting, you know, a VIP table at their gala dinner and all that. But we're also going and interviewing a brewery owner in Paris. You know, we're talking to dispensaries and, you know, some NFT cannabis clubs in Amsterdam that we're going to stop in. We're talking to restaurant owners and steakhouses to do some, you know, Fuck That's Delicious style content with the content creators and things like that. Like, we're building a well-rounded media company here. Definitely follow our YouTube page because it's going to be popping off April, May, and June for sure. And you guys can absolutely something we want to be a part of as we look towards the second half of the year after Rariba. This was all totally proof
that,
of
that concept. Rare social and, is what was from our ETH Denver party.
Yeah, and this is all totally proof of concept, and we're working on, you know, second half of the year stuff. Are we going to Token 2049 Singapore? Are we going to DevCon Thailand and all that stuff? So lots more fun to come, and we really hope to just grow everything we're doing and include more of the community as we grow.
Nice. I love that, man, because I think that is what really connects people, right? Like, it's great that we all hang out behind these computers, we talk in these spaces, but it's a whole different game, which we've noticed as well, even for ourselves personally, when we've gone to do some of these events. I think the first thing that we ever went to, me and Tom went to Art Basel back in 2021. That's when we first started, like a month into the show, doing what we did, and met a bunch of people, not just from Cardano, but a lot of ETH people and stuff as well. And it was just, it kind of like woke us up to like what's going on out there and made us kind of like get a little bit of that drive. Like, okay, like this is, there's something here. Let's keep pursuing it. So I love that you guys are going that kind of route too, of like, no, we're not just Cardano. No, we're not just blockchain only focused stuff. Like, we're focusing on a little bit of the culture, the products, the people, and of course the stuff that people are building here on these different chains. And I love that you guys are multimedia, kind of like focusing in that direction. Because I love, again, the name works. It doesn't scream NFT or like steer people away. If you had told somebody, hey, I'm going to Rare Evo this weekend, just my normal parents or somebody, they'd be like, okay, what is that? You know, it doesn't necessarily push you away, right? It's like, hey, there's this cool event going on called Rare Evo. Okay, sounds good. Let me know what it is. You know, it's just a lot easier to introduce people to. And especially when you guys are doing content like this too. And we know what it takes to do content outside of this. This is stuff is different media like this is even better. It reminds me of like the gaming conventions, E3, things like that. I used to watch E3 all the time and just all the different streams. And I love to see stuff like that because then you can focus on the different things, especially in this day and age, about stuff that you like. So if you may not be interested in maybe the NFT stuff, there's blockchain stuff. If you don't like the blockchain stuff, maybe you can go and look at the social things that people are doing or like hyper specific about different DEXs or stuff that people are building. I love that.
We appreciate it, man. And you guys are grinding too. Like, we see you in the community. You guys are doing really hard work and putting a ton of great content, and definitely something as we continue, we want to work with you guys. And that's part of what we're doing is to highlight the stories of others in our community, and mm-hmm. and the hardworking content creators, the projects that are out there. You know, we're mm-hmm. highlighting Clarity Protocol and others on our travels and stuff like that. That's the goal, to bring hardworking folks from our community to Paris Blockchain Week, because people always ask when I meet them at live, it's like, what's getting built on Cardano? Ha ha ha. Mm-hmm. And it's like to have you alongside of us and be like, yeah, they're building another media company on Cardano. Here's mm-hmm. Clarity Protocol building DAO products. Here's Atrium building staking stuff. Like, these are real people, real devs building real things in this community. That's when it hits hard and we convert people over and they're like, whoa, I need to check out more. I might have just been mm-hmm. pushing a narrative I didn't really look into.
Yeah. And we want to present it in a fun way, which is why we're bringing like content creators too, because if
yeah.
not to get into any drama, but Cardano needs some fun right now.
To say the least. Been doing it for too long, and that's been the biggest issue, which I think, you know, everybody complains to Charles about no VCs and like marketing's awful and things like this. Well, it's like he's always said, you guys are the community, go out there and do it. And here you guys are, and they'll support it. It's not like they won't, right? You guys are getting support from IOHK, from Charles, from Cardano Foundation. But you guys, it's the initiative from the community that really needs to bring it up. Mm-hmm. So it's great that you guys are doing what you do. Because I think it's just
Catalyst,
really just,
dude.
Mm-hmm.
Catalyst
yeah.
is so important. Like, honestly, it's one of the best things the Cardano community has going for it. And mm-hmm. people dog it all the time. It's evolving every single round. Like, we work very hard on Catalyst. We're up day and night, talking to people, trying to get our proposals out there. Hey, will you review these, check these things out, like, know that we're out there. And we don't ever expect to win a popularity vote or anything like that. We're super thankful for the votes that did go through this past round and allow us to grow and do all these trips and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. honestly, a huge shout out to Catalyst and everything they do to help small businesses grow in our community. I think it's something that most people kind of try once and poo-poo it, and kind of you hear those like louder voices of those that don't have much to say while everybody's heads down working. And you know, it's really a great tool in our community that folks should use and try again and get involved with, including Intersect, like mm-hmm. and everything going on in the Cardano community. Like, although we don't have VCs, like, there's a lot of ways to interestingly start your business and keep control of your business, not sell equity, not be mm-hmm. responsible to others and have to report to somebody. So mm-hmm. I suggest everybody take a look at that stuff. Like, we're using it. That's how we're taking all of these content creators on the road, and we're doing it responsibly. Under promise, over deliver. We're never going to misappropriate the funds or anything like that. Like, bringing as many content creators as we can and just providing as much value back to the community as possible is our goal. So, you know, I think you guys, even as Freedom 35ers, you know, getting involved in Catalyst, there's a lot mm-hmm. to be said there in the open category for you guys.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. I mean, you hear a lot about the, you know, the random project here or there that people don't like, but the reality of the matter is Catalyst is handing out $50 million to 300 projects.
Yeah.
Last month. I mean, that if that's not a, what is a VC? I mean, $50 million to 300 projects, that's pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you have the perfect catalyst, no pun intended, I guess, but to kind of market yourselves with this and the community you guys are building. You're very hardworking, you're dedicated, you guys are putting out content constantly. Like, it's something the community can really rally behind, you know, just like us. Like, we're not mm-hmm. anything special. We're hardworking just like you guys are, you know, and it just takes that hard work. And literally, Wes, shout out Wes, our co-founder, like, literally yeah. up all nighters during voting, messaging people in Japan and Australia and the middle of Africa, going like, check out our Catalyst proposals
yeah.
and talking with them, answering questions and like really having that reach out there. Like, all that stuff matters, you know what I mean? And I think a lot mm-hmm. of people throw a Catalyst proposal out there, don't do the hard work, don't really even have a good proposal to provide value to the community, and they lose one time and they're just out there talking trash, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's what a lot of people hear. But honestly, the Catalyst has been a massive help to us, and watching it grow, you know, fund over fund has been absolutely wild. And to know that there's three funding rounds of $150 million basically going through and in 2024 alone, like, that's that's wild, you know.
Yeah.
It sounds like Catalyst doesn't get enough credit, because I didn't realize that stat you guys just said about how many of those projects, how much funding they got from Catalyst.
Just this last fund, $50 million to 300 different projects.
That's amazing. That is really cool. That should be talked about more. That's the stuff that we should be seeing.
You'll see a lot of it or more.
I can't wait. Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
That's, like I said, we always get shit over here on Cardano for that. And I think the brilliant part about it is, like you said, you're connecting and like you said, you're making friends, you're networking with people outside of this ecosystem. And it's fun each year, like, right, just even in the short time we've been doing this over the last 3 years, the amount that this ecosystem's grown. I remember before when we were buying NFTs, when we didn't have smart contracts yet. Everything was over through Discord. Everything was just seeds. And now to look at where we're at, it's, you know, here we are minting tickets with multi-sig contracts that have perk benefits to them. It's just crazy how quick it's grown.
I low-key missed in those smart contract days, because I used to just list shit like
the Google Doc notes.
Or over on good old CNOT.io. You'd put
Wait for someone to send it.
Go up and everything.
The email, and you got to wait 24 hours for someone to send it.
Yeah.
God forbid the price goes up and they just like, no, not doing that.
Got a few of those stories.
May have done that.
But it's fun.
You had to take advantage of it at that point. That's just how it worked. But yeah, that was craziness.
Every year it just evolves too, right? So I'm sure the more that you guys continue to do these and get to know people, it's like, hey, since last year, the last time I saw you guys, look what else we've been able to do. And I think those stories got to be fun for you guys as well, because you see so much of it, especially traveling the way you guys do. I wanted to kind of touch into this right here, because you guys got a tweet up right now, and we kind of focus more on like the NFT side of things. The NFT tickets that we talked about back in the day, they're getting ready to come to a little bit of a close right now.
They are. They are. April 1st, the NFT tickets will go away April 1st. Now, you can still purchase tickets after that, like your normal Web 2 style, but the price will be a little higher. You'll miss out on the excitement of trying to get a VIP for minting a GA and the Las Vegas experiences and high roller tickets. So you've got, 11 days, people. And now you can mint with everything.
I saw that,
started that. Snack to Skull to World Mobile Token to Tool, whatever it is, you can mint.
You could potentially, if you farm JPEG enough over throughout those seasons, you could have that potentially for free, right? Any of these,
for everyone dumped it the second they claimed it.
There's probably a lot of instances of that over there, but it's cool for the people that held on to it, right? There's unforeseen things that pop up because of that. And the other interesting part that you mentioned too, which is fun about the NFT side of it, like a little bit of that, like, you know, that chance, that little gamble, that little fun part of NFTs that everybody loves minting, is that the general admission tickets at the moment, right, are what, roughly about $250 US?
$200 even.
$200, okay. Even better. So you can do that and you can mint these, or there's a potential for that to be upgraded to a VIP, right? And
10% chance.
Better, man.
Yeah. So what it does when you mint the GA, there's a 10% chance it'll roll over to a VIP, and then you'll have that 25% chance in the VIP to get that upgraded.
Yeah, we've seen somebody go to pull a GA and not only get a VIP, but then
get
an added Las Vegas perks on top of it.
That's sick.
Pretty cool.
Awesome. And just so everybody knows too, if you how much do the VIP NFTs currently cost?
They're $625
in ADA or whatever. It's tied to the dollar amount, but InMaker uses an Oracle, so it switches. Like if ADA goes up, the price in ADA goes down, but so it's flat at $625.
Got it.
I haven't done this yet on this one. Not financial advice. I'm just a drunk guy in my office drinking some wine, but these VIPs are totally undervalued. I mean, with our partnership with like Book.io last year, dropping the VIPs and dropping books to all our VIP ticket holders, you know, they were able to, you know, sell those books for 3/4 the ticket price back day one. And same, you know, partnership with Book and even others this year. We're doing a $50,000 in prizes raffle. That's like your travel and hotel cover. There's, you know, things like winning a booth or all types of other fun stuff, and tons of partner airdrops coming, as well as potentially, you know, people have noticed we've got rewards points on our website now, Wallet Connect coming soon, and potentially a rare rewards token at some point.
Oh, that's cool.
For those
that hold
NFTs and delegate to rare stake pools. So,
Not to mention just the value of when you go to the conference itself. You're getting five meals with that VIP ticket. You're getting access to an amazing VIP party Thursday night. We're closing down Caesar's Palace pool. The lights, the statues, the marble, the fountains, all that glory with a live DJ who may or may not be a famous celebrity. There might be Black Hawk helicopters and drone shows. Who knows what's going to be there? It's Vegas. Anything could happen, right?
I mean, the five meals itself in Vegas, I mean, I'm a food guy, so I know like that is way worth it in my opinion, because it's a little pricey out there food wise. And you get five free meals. That's amazing.
And all you can eat. It's all you can eat food on Thursday night, and a breakfast buffet, lunch buffet Friday, and a breakfast buffet.
That's $30 a pop Saturday. Minimum.
Tommy and I spent $30 for a breakfast buffet at NFTLV 2 years ago. Mm-hmm.
And legit food. We're talking like bacon, eggs, sausage, croissants, muffins, fruit, juices, teas, coffee. I mean, for lunch, we're doing your choice of steak or salmon or both. Salad, veggies, dessert. I mean, you're not getting a ham sandwich and a bag of Frito-Lays in a box. It's not
one slice of pizza, two Doritos.
It's high production. Like
Fire Island over there.
Super high hospitality. I mean, we want our VIPs. We've got, you know, people from Microsoft in the building, Deloitte of Top 4, you know what I mean? Amazon and others in the building. So really want to make sure our VIPs really feel like VIPs, like they're getting taken care of. Like they don't have to walk across Caesars and get a meal in the cafeteria and walk all the way back to their speech and all that stuff. And honestly, that's where a lot of deals go down in those lunchtimes and breakfasts. You're walking through the buffet, seeing VCs, seeing a lot of high profile individuals that you wanted to talk to, and you're able to strike up that conversation and sit down and have a meal with somebody. And we
purposefully set up like big round tables for like 10 to 12 people, kind of force people to kind of sit by people they may not know and introduce themselves. And maybe it's someone that person you've been looking to meet that you just make that connection, and what becomes of it, you break bread with them, and maybe you made the deal of your lifetime.
Yeah, those are always great networking events.
Yeah.
Not even that. Networking is such a powerful tool, but just getting to be in the presence of those people is such a huge thing. Because we've seen some cool people throughout. You know, just even running into the lobby when we were over there in Vegas over the last couple of years. You see people that you see on the timeline. You see something over in videos. Some bigger, like I said, on the celeb side of stuff. The bigger the event gets, more access you have to those kind of things, which normally in real life, you know, it's hard to get those attention, especially on the internet, of these people.
Yeah.
So being able to get to chat with them face to face, potentially eat with them and things like that, or just pass by and say hi, introduce you, is a huge thing. So big thing. So April 1st, NFTs shutdown. But on top of that, if you guys miss out on that, you can purchase after that fact, right?
Yes, you can go on the website. Tickets. Yeah, website, normal Web 2 tickets, just like for, like we've had in the past, like pretty much every conference has, you go on, you purchase it, you can claim it, you get your QR code, and you scan your phone when you get there.
Nice.
Price does go up, though. So, you know, people want to save money. People are going to Vegas. You want a little extra spending cash. It's worth it to go ahead and get your ticket today. The price is going up as soon as that mint ends. So you might as well get all the added stuff. The airdrops, all that stuff. There's no point to wait past April 1st. Similar to booking the hotel, our room rate, we're already in the double digits. We're like 20% sold through our room block already. And a lot of our big exhibitors, IO, hasn't put their their room block in or anything like that yet. So it's going to go quick. And it's $199 a night to stay at Caesar's Palace, to be on site, so
cheap,
to not have to take an Uber in, to not have to walk from a worse casino. Yeah, it's normally $350 to $450 a night on the weekends at Caesar's Palace. So
that's not a fun walk out there either, especially when you got to get over the bridges and things like that. Just, you know, I know.
Nobody wants to get done at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning from Omnia Nightclub, and then go get in an Uber back to their Airbnb or find
you might as well walk
to another casino. Yeah, like you might as
well sleep on the couch in the lobby.
At
that point, might as well just sleep on the chair.
I'll probably be there with
at the slot machine. Yeah. And Tommy mentioned it's like the people you run into. Who knows who you're going to run into in the hallway, who's going to be on the same floor as you, or the elevator, or whoever. You know, it's just the same as sitting for lunch or at the bar. It's all what it's all about.
I will say I appreciate the upgrade too. It's been great getting to Vegas, and you know, shout out to all the people who put on the event. The other one, Caesar's Palace, way better place in my opinion to go ahead and stay.
100%.
So I'm glad that you guys are going that route over there, and you're kind of, you know, you're upping the quality, and I appreciate that.
These two dummies are just excited to make hamburger references.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to walk up to the counter and ask the lady if it's the real Caesar's Palace.
I'm sure you will be the first person to do that since hanging
out. And that's my guys. This is the 10th person today I've said this. It's getting old. Yeah.
We have a pager bank. Phone bank. It's pager friendly.
Yep. but yeah, outside of that, man. There's a lot of perks involved with the NFT side of stuff. And also the benefit of that is that it's so easy to transfer, right? Like say something comes up last minute or you want to give somebody your ticket, whatever it may be. It's so easy to transfer ownership and utilize the power of NFTs versus having, you know how it is, like Ticket Hub and all these different ones. They make it a little easier these days with physicals or anything like that, like to sell it or to re-get it, especially last minute. It's a pain in the ass. So doing the NFT side of things makes it even better. Is there a way for the person to, or how they will be able to verify? Will they need their wallet with them, or will there be like a printout kind of code kind of thing later down the line? Or have you guys gotten that far?
That's a great question, Tommy. So we're partnered with NMaker and NewPass, and the tickets right now, they all say unclaimed on them because we haven't even opened ticket claims. So what you're going to do with your NFT is you're going to go to NewPass and actually claim the QR code ticket off of the NFT. And that NFT is going to change and show that the ticket's been claimed off of it. It is now just a collectible on the blockchain. Now, it would be a shame if that collectible didn't have future use. I'll just leave it at that. But the ticket's taken off of it, and everybody will be able to see it on the secondary market and stuff like that. So
it'll say claim.
A blend here. Yeah.
And you'll have a QR code on your phone, just like when you're going to any concert or any movie or whatever nowadays. Mm-hmm. You'll walk up and scan the QR code.
That's a lot of work to blend Web3 and Web2 and blend our databases and live events registration and make sure all of that flows correctly and that, you know, the ticketing whole system works with an NFT and can be still tradable and claimable and all that. It takes a lot of integration on the back end. A humbling experience to put all that together and being like, this should be so easy in the beginning, and then talking to developers like, oh my god, I understand why this is not easy at all.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was or not, because when we were at Vegas last year for, I think it was the RFL XT party, they had a similar claim system like that for the QR code. And I don't know if it, but I feel like it was through NMaker. I can't remember correctly. But if it was, that was through that claiming process, it really wasn't hard at all. Because we were able to do that pretty simple. And like you said, it was just a QR code and boom, you were done. And then you had the NFTs that were sitting in your wallet too. At who knows what will happen with those.
Who knows?
Not that bad.
Who knows?
Very easy to just get random airdrops into a wallet that holds a certain policy ID. We'll just.
Do you guys know?
Yeah.
I'm just a random. No, baby, yeah. I have no idea. I'm just a drunk.
Hey, speaking of that though, too, because I think you did put a post about it. I just had to ask about it for our legacy 2500 club members. Did they get any love right now?
They did get love. You got 15% off your tickets, but that was for like a 2-week period.
Okay.
Now since retired.
Okay. I just want to double check on that. Yeah, I remember seeing that, and like I'm still in that kind of boat of like I gotta wait this out. But now I'm sitting here talking to you guys. I'm like, I had to take it. Worst case scenario, you can list it again. You know, yeah, we can sell it back. However it is, but I really would love
to get the value out of it not showing up to the show. You never know.
That's true. Hey, you meant to, hey, or you could get people the upgrade to 10%.
People are sleeping right now.
I know for a fact that I was.
We're not going to bring that up. We don't want to give them that. Yeah, it can't be that easy.
I was just an exhibitor last year and got a VIP ticket and was able to sell the one book from Book.io Mint for about 75 to 80% of the value of the VIP. And that was just the one Book.io Mint. I mean, it's so much easier now with NFTs. Like I said, you might just wake up one morning and check your pool PM and there might just be some random partner NFT in there.
I just laugh. I love that the NFT number is low, to be honest. And like the FOMO it's going to build for 2025 when everybody's kicking themselves that they didn't get the NFT and they just got the regular ticket. And they're going to be like, God dang it, for 2025, I'm going to make sure I get that NFT ticket. And I'm just over here giggling away.
So we get the discount too, Tommy. Putting our code in.
That's true.
You guys have a 35 code. Yeah. I think we enabled it after our last.
That's right.
Yeah. I think this is a great time to go ahead and plug that prior and after once we go ahead and release this episode. For anybody, I guess, because I haven't, because there's questions around this and I've heard Wurz over in space. Shout out to Wurz. He's been grinding the hell out of your guys' stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So if we were to do this, right, and use our coupon code,
F35. It won't show up. You won't see it.
The way Rainmaker works, you pay full price.
If you've ever
minted the NFT.
Yeah. If you've ever minted a book and hold a Gutenberg, you know how they get their 10% off? It works very similar to that. So it will show you the price, and then when your NFT is delivered, you'll get that 5% in ADA back with the NFT.
Perfect.
That's an end maker.
Yeah.
No, that's good because sometimes I think when I first had messed around with it, when we talked about that, I'm like, is it working? I don't know if it is. And then I heard later on that you guys said that. So that's good to know too, a reminder for everybody if you are using that, which if you're listening to this, use F35.
We might as well. Use F35. 5% off.
Because we definitely, you know, we're like, we need affiliate codes with discounts and language barrier. Yes, we have discounts, but in my opinion, this would be a rebate, technically.
Price. That makes sense.
Technically,
back, and it's a rebate in ADA as well. You know, if you pay in a credit card, you're getting the item and a rebate of ADA.
Cashback. Yeah, or however you think about it. Yeah.
So how it works too, when you get the NFT sent back to you, is that when you get the chance of getting the VIP NFT sent to you?
NFT is getting minted, it rolls like any other NFT.
Got it.
100% chance.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have the 10% to get the VIP. If that happens to it and you pull a VIP, you then get the additional 25% chance roll to get the live Vegas perks as well. And the five high roller passes that are in there, the 1% chance, we have almost 100 minute and nobody's hit one. So whoever gets the high roller,
it's got to be coming up. Yeah.
They're going to ball out for sure.
Well, Tommy's mint luck is crazy. So he probably's going to get it right now if he goes for
it. He's like hitting it as we speak.
I was thinking about rip
the prison shirt with the high roller mint right now.
Tom's over there. Who knows? We're all over here just talking. Tom's been over there just sneaking some buys or some sneak attacks on us.
All right.
He's pranking me. Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, though. Yeah, there's some cool stuff. Although I did see even secondary market. I mean, hey, you know, go buy off the website if you miss out afterwards. Maybe there's some deals. But for the NFTs too, is there a cap on what can be minted at the moment, or are we just pretty much open until the time period?
We're nowhere near it, but 1,000 GAs available, 555 total VIPs available. But like I said, we're nowhere near it. I don't expect us to hit it this far out from the event.
Yeah, there's still a good chance for everybody who does want to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that you guys, I know last time we talked about it too, is the fact that you guys were leaning into that NFT culture a little bit. Like yes, you can get what you paid for, but there's the potential to get more. And it leads to so much more.
That's why Tommy's already looking to buy right now. He's got the degen woken up in him.
I kind of like that it's closing at an even smaller group of like
yeah,
customers. You know, like, these are folks that really supported us. They supported us early and far out. You know, they've been a part of this event for years. Some of them, they're active in our Discord. So, you know, having this be a small group of folks, not having it meant all the way out, like, we're not a project that needs the money in any way, shape, or form from a Mintel. Like, our event still happens. Most people buy a ticket within 90 days of an event anyway. And this is a lot more ticket volume than we normally get this far out. So the crowd of folks that do Mint, we're just able to take care of them that much better when it's a small exclusive group. Who knows what could happen? I don't even want to mention anything because I don't want to hold myself
to we're gonna make it known. Everyone's gonna know what they missed out on for sure.
Yeah it's within, you know, we really want to make sure that we take care of those that invested in us early, far out when we didn't have all the information out of who all the speakers were, who all the exhibitors are, you know. They took a risk on us, and we recognize that, and we'll definitely work to give it back to them as much as we can.
I'm definitely snagging one of these. Absolutely.
Going VIP?
Not VIP. I mean, I can't do VIP right now, but I'm definitely going to get a ticket. Hopefully get the
VIP. You may get a VIP.
You get what I'm saying. I want to go for it.
You never know.
Well, I think, TJ, I mean, if we're gonna settle on this, I mean, we're working plans out to make sure and every time now that after I talk to you guys, it's like, all right, it doesn't matter. You're going out of the country a week later. We're going here. We're going to make it happen. We made it to Vegas every year since end of TLV or seeing a T-Con was a thing.
That is that. I forgot about that.
Yep. So we're going to do our best to see you guys out there, create a little bit of content just to get a chance to meet everybody and participate. And it's a growing event, man. I can't wait to see even next year how crazy it's going to be, especially if we enter into that bull run like we're thinking. I can imagine how fun this gets. But like you said, you remember the time, remember the people who supported right now. And you can look back and have those memories. So it's great that you guys are getting ready to kind of travel around the world. Like you guys were saying, you're going to Paris and then Dubai afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Even more fun.
Then back to Barcelona. It's three cities.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
And actually four. Amsterdam's in there.
Yeah. On top of Rare Evo, we're actually working with the Catalyst team and Sustainable Ada for all the Fund 12 Catalyst working groups that will be... What, 20 20 IRL working groups in 6 different continents?
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with them for that as well.
Lots of communication issues with, you know, talking to people literally all over the world, every single continent. You know, dealing.
It's like herding cats.
We understand that for sure.
Herding cats. Yeah, I mean, sure. it's been amazing to do and to see and meet people all over the world in the meetings trying to have fun working groups for Catalyst and really show off. I mean, one of the ones that, you know, struck me really hard was had a meeting with a gentleman in the Ukraine trying to do a Cardano meetup, you know, and took a meeting from his car and said, hopefully we can meet one day, dude. And that struck me really hard at the end of the meeting. Like, this guy is in a war zone. He knows that he cannot come to the US. I cannot visit him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to talk, and through the power of blockchain, we're able to put money in this guy's hands to throw a meetup and provide a party for people in a war-torn area. I thought that was like really, really powerful myself. Cool. So humbled to be a part of that. And again, nod to Catalyst for
making. Oh yeah. I mean, they're everywhere, deep in Africa, Vietnam, Japan, Australia, Europe, Canada, US, South America. I mean, it's everywhere. It's an amazing opportunity for people to kind of get together, help make Catalyst even better, and have a little fun at the same time.
I love that, man. That's, like I said, the power of blockchain, the power of community, and that's, you know, you get to share those kind of stories and reach people that you normally wouldn't be able to with this technology and with what you guys are doing. So. Dude, big shout out to you guys. I always get more inspired because we're so focused in this little bubble that we are in with NFTs, and we do branch out obviously outside of that, beyond the show and things like that. Neither cross chain. We've been having our fun in the salon world, just, you know, at the casino.
Pre-sale meta.
Although I think that's starting to kind of come to an end. Shout out to Slurf.
Feels a little toppy. Yeah.
But we'll see. Who knows, man? It's getting people's attention, but it brings the fun. I mean, that's how we really got back into doing what we were doing. even to this. I mean, we got, I think it was Safe Moon back in 2021 that really like got us talking again.
Safe Moon was the highest gainer in the last bowl.
Yeah. And I remember bottom to the moon early on that too.
Still holding.
I mean, but that's what blockchain's all about. Choices, right?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Do what you want to do. Like, it's all about the choice. I mean, I'm not a big into the meme coins, but that's your choice, and no one should be able to tell you you can't do that.
No, and like I said, at the end of the day, there's a lot bigger stuff going on here that is more positive than just the casino route of it. Although for some people, like, that's a way to get out of the certain situations they're in, right? Or beyond, maybe make a little bit more than what they are. So there's something for everybody in blockchain, and it's still at the core of it very early, in a sense that our normal people that we talk to, our normal friends, normal parents, they heard of it, you know, at this point they've heard of crypto, they, you know, they're familiar with Bitcoin, maybe Ethereum, or some other things going on, but at the core of what's being built right now, half of them don't know anything about this technology. So events like what you guys are doing, and others around the world, it just goes out there and helps grow and reach others to kind of share what we get to experience every day.
Best form of marketing, word of mouth. That's the way to do these events.
100%. Well, yeah, I don't know if you guys have anything else to share. I feel like we went through it all. And it's, like I said, I'm just looking over here now. I'm like, okay, we're going to mint this thing, and I'll keep you guys updated over there on what it's we end pleasure, up getting. Man. Dude, always.
Watch him get the high roller. He'll mint to GA and it'll roll a high roller. He gets all the rares.
I mean, I will not be surprised lately, at all.
He has not had that much luck lately.
Yeah, doing all right, you know. Yummy Universe, people hate me over there from Monday night.
A lot of communities hate you because of your luck, not just Yummy's community.
Hey.
Is it hate or is it jealousy?
What? You roll a little sappy grail? Did you get a grail from a little sappy?
I did get a one. I got basically Wob's PFP with a chef hat on it. The little star. It was okay.
That's a floor.
Didn't you see their
graphic? The Disciples of Wob. Those are the floor NFTs.
I did.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
You got to troll Wob. It's mandatory.
Oh, easy. No, I think I did even on there. But anyway, yeah, no, it was a good time as far as mints go. Like you said, it's always, the reason that I do as well as I do in this time and place is Freedom 35. Our goal was, hey, I'm in my golden year for us. I'm in year 35. I'm 35 years old right now. So I got to make it for last year. So I'm in once you guys are 35, you're a big famous celebrity.
Yeah, you're a big famous celebrity. They just drop it in your wallet.
Right?
We know how it is.
I can get to that status.
It's all wallets.
Streamer loot. We used to stay on Twitch, watch people stream. Streamer loot.
Streamer loot.
But no, man, Randon, Devrin, I feel like I always call you Devrin, but now...
Oh, it's fine. Either way, it's interchangeable.
But no, we appreciate you guys jumping onto the show. We'd love to go ahead and continue to keep catching up with you guys. I know we've been a little disconnected, too. We've just got a bunch of stuff going on, but... definitely we'll like to get this a little bit more on the timeline for us, as well as making sure that if everybody's interested in it, there are affiliate codes out there, whether you use F35, which you should if you're listening to this.
No, use ours. There's no other ones out there. There's only F35. Use ours. That's it.
TJ's F35 code. Give him his own. No, but yeah, make sure you guys are out there supporting right here. This sounds like this is a good deal if you guys are looking to go.
I don't know. He said, though, too, even if you're not looking to go, it could be potentially a good flip later down the line, or just a collector's item.
Hey, a lot of people throw at these meme coins, they throw hundreds to thousands of dollars at something. They have no clue what's happening. Here, you know exactly what you're getting. Why not take a chance or take a little bit of those profits? You know, we could be honest with each other. Hey, whatever you just yeeted and jeeted, whatever you want to call it these days, have some fun with it. But yeah, definitely show the support to these guys. If you guys are listening over
here.
Absolutely.
Mad love to you guys, too. You guys are always out there grinding. It's been great to come back on the show and looking forward to doing some more with you guys and the Freedom 35 community. You guys are awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you.
For sure, man. You guys are always welcome onto the show. You always got an open invite with us, man. So, April 1st, your date over here. If you guys are looking on the NFT side, if you don't, you can always go ahead and purchase after that. Or you can go to the secondary market once you get past that point.
If there's any for sale.
What are the dates again, real quick, just as a reminder for everybody?
August 15th through the 17th.
Okay, perfect. So what is that, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or is that Thursday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yep. Or even better. Okay. I love that. I love when it's like the Thursday through, because Sundays are tough, man. Everybody just needs a recovery day on a Sunday.
I like that. They just get home and just in Vegas. Worry about it. Yeah.
Sunday, you could just go sit at the pool all day and
drink
margaritas.
What throws me off on Sundays over there is that it's 10 a.m. and football's on. And I'm just sitting down there as I'm going to get breakfast, and I'm watching like the Raiders or something on the big screens over in that. I'm like, man, what's going on right now? It's been a rough day. It's fun, man. It's a good time out there.
I used to live in Denver, and yeah, like starting your football Sunday at 11 in the morning with like Bloody Marys and breakfast, you're kind of like, what is going on here?
Where's the 4 p.m. You're just, oh, man. Yeah. I got to go to work.
I just by 1 p.m. Yeah, by the next Sunday.
Or you could have fun over by the Caesar's Palace pool, and who knows what'll happen over there. Like they said, maybe some DJs, maybe some helicopters, maybe some people you didn't expect to see. But yeah,
there might be.
Never know.
And I guarantee if that person shows up, it will be someone you did not expect to see. I will guarantee that.
All right, I'm taking some guesses over here.
I would not have guessed that. Warren Sapp.